This complex group portrait presents the five children of Nathan Starr playing shuttlecock in their parlor. Curator Elizabeth Kornhauser.
There is a somewhat eerie quality to the composition, which in some ways indicates that it was, in fact, a private narrative and very likely was inspired by the death of the youngest member of the Starr family, who is seen very prominently in the center foreground of this painting. You can see that the light from the outdoors strikes very sharply on this young child, who is holding his gaming stick in his left hand, pointing toward the heavens. And this was the artist's way of indicating to the viewer and to the family that this child had recently died.
In the early 19th century, itinerant portrait painters traveled across the northeastern United States and were often called upon to memorialize the recently deceased.
The most favored style for these rural New Englanders was what is called a plain portrait style. The artist concentrates on capturing real likenesses of his subjects and also rooting the family in their actual location. And through the grand doorway, you can see a very meticulously rendered landscape view of the town of Middletown and the port, the Connecticut River. This portrait, of course, goes well beyond just capturing the child's likeness. It's really a most beautiful memorial that certainly provided comfort for the family.
With the advent of photography in America in the 1840s, the demand for such portraits waned, and itinerant portrait painters gradually disappeared.